bomb them till they're not there anymore.
Munitions factories are working overtime.
Sorry, we have fun.
The United Nations gave the Allies the go-ahead to wage war. It is now powerless to stop it.
We have the entire United Nations behind us.
Officials give here that public support for the war may not be enough.
Through the inside
state,
there won't be any restrictions.
It would be really an error to try and start delivering hundreds of bombs and destroying everything within a 500-yard radius.
We are not going to record the fair
measure.
I think we need to get away from the black cat.
Iranian radio reported shockwaves from across the Iraqi border suggested by Allied bombing the RB7 rockets. There was no fear of retaliation.
There's a lot of stuff going in there and it looks pretty messy on the ground.
You can see the missile piercing the roof and exploding against the back wall.
But there is at least 40-50 attacks in civil area with heavy bombs also and with small bombs they drop in thousands.
As soon as the plane lands, 4,000-pound bombs are loaded by the ground crew.
That's what we not want to be an Iraqi crew up there. I think my biggest danger up there today was running into another American aircraft.
We're going to be planning warfare on a huge scale.
More than 5,500 risk bombs.
This is very early days. Anyone would be worried for things going this
much out. A convoy of lorries carrying flowers attacked by what looked like possible.
Moving down Vietnam with a vengeance.
The AWACS went first at the airborne control center. Then came the strike force behind the mother at the airborne tank.
1,300 Iraqis guessing.
They're not trying to fight us right now. They're trying to hide from us.
Loading up with cluster bombs that explode above the ground, killing Iraqi troops in trench systems.
Air attacks aid the tankers on the highway. Far above, these vehicles may look like a transport carrier.
This manufacturing video shows that a pilot will choose individual targets.
There's going to be massive air attacks on them in the weeks ahead. It's going to be unrelenting.
Apache gunships designed to destroy tank columns were hunting down individuals.
With regard to Saddam Hussein saying that he has met the best that the coalition has to offer, I would only say the best is yet to come.
Increasing pressure for a full United Nations Security Council debate on the Gulf War.
Tremendous bonus for them.
What we've seen so far is pretty phenomenal. Can we really go up a notch?
Oh, yes, indeed.
Our strategy to go after this army was very, very simple. First, we're going to cut it off, and then we're going to kill it.
We have the power. We have the freedom. We have the intellect. We have the affluence. We can manifest our own destiny.
The period of even more intense devastation, which the Allies now plan.
A death-side view of the world's biggest gun.
Each shell weighs more than a ton.
The Allied bombing of Iraq remains relentless.
The United States has accused Iraq of war crimes.
To disbelieve the Pentagon
version. Use of the fuel air bombs of the napalm
drops. 20,000 prisoners have so far been taken.
The Allies argue Iraq needs to do more than simply comply with UN resolutions.
Even though Saddam Hussein has ordered his troops to withdraw from Kuwait, the president called that an outrage. Saddam is not withdrawing, he was retreating.
American airborne divisions and troops cut off the Republican Guard from any possibilities.
They're not a part of the same human race that the rest of us are.
If they do withdraw against Iraq, they won't be attacked. We've made that perfectly clear.
Iraq offers to abandon claims on Kuwait. America says that's not good enough.
They need a battle for the war continue with undiminished intensity.
The men in the path of the Allied armor were hopelessly ill-equipped.
Soldiers are surrendering not just to Allied forces. He is a cameraman.
They're aboard now. American chopper plans.
Quite frankly, the United Nations doesn't matter anymore. Somebody said to me a couple of hours ago, perhaps they should sell the building for the time being to the Japanese and they can turn it into a pizza parlor.
We know that our cause is moral. We know that our cause is right. Peace can only be established now by getting Saddam Hussein out of Kuwait.
They need to put some hate in their heart and go out and stop those son of a bitches from getting out of Kuwait.
We're not only willing to shoot and bomb people in the name of justice, but to help them.
Iraqi forces are reported to be in full retreat
on the main routes being used by Iraqi troops to withdraw.
Withdraw, retreat, withdraw, retreat.
Let's settle for running away.
The bombing Iraqi troops have already suffered is minor compared to what they've got coming.
We're going to concentrate in the right.
Knock, knock. Coming at ya.
Surrender or face starvation and certain death.
Okay, start the tape, please.
It's been a great victory. We needn't be shy about it. And if I've got one message for the people at home today, it's this. Get out there and ring your...